This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Congress, a powerful House committee passed a bill last Wednesday to ban TikTok from the United States and crack down on other China-related economic activity amid vocal objections from some lawmakers and civil liberty advocates who argue the proposal is unconstitutionally broad and threatens a wide range of online speech. The legislation, which was introduced just a week ago Friday and fast-tracked by Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul, would empower the Biden administration to impose a nationwide TikTok ban under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The bill's text specifically names TikTok and its parent, ByteDance, and requires the federal government to impose penalties against the companies up to and potentially including a ban if the administration determines they may have knowingly transferred TikTok's user data to any foreign person working for or under the influence of the Chinese government. The ban of TikTok is a popular theme in the federal and in state governments. A bill to ban TikTok has passed the Montana State Senate. The bill would prohibit internet service providers or any other company from allowing anyone within Montana's borders access to the app TikTok under the threat of a $10,000 fine per incident compounded daily until people are no longer able to access the app. Republican Senator Shelley Vance of Belgrade is the sponsor of Senate Bill 419. Vance said, TikTok endangers the safety of Montanans and Americans at large. We know beyond a doubt that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is operating as a surveillance arm of the Chinese Communist Party and gathers information about Americans against their will through TikTok, which markets itself as a harmless mobile app for teenagers to join viral dance trends and post funny content, Vance said. If the bill passes the House and the ban is enacted, it would only penalize internet service providers and other companies who allow the public access to the app in Montana, not users themselves. In the Senate hearing, there were three proponents of the bill representing the State Department of Justice and the cybersecurity industry. They said TikTok can gather information like IP addresses, users' locations, what type of device a user is on, and more. Eric Tarr, the information security officer at the Department of Justice, said TikTok is exporting roughly 36% of the data it collects from users back to China, something users who accepted the privacy settings already said was okay. There was only one opponent to the bill. Shane Scanlon represented AT&T. He said its opposition didn't have to do with Montana's policy on TikTok, but rather the way they decided to implement it. There are already similar, albeit smaller scope, bans on TikTok in Montana. The Montana University System banned use of the app on its Wi-Fi in January after the state of Montana banned use of the app on all state-owned devices in December. The asteroid Ryugu, which orbits the sun between Earth and Mars, contains many of the building blocks for life, a new analysis finds. Samples from Ryugu were brought back to Earth by Japan's Hayabusa 2 spacecraft in 2020. Hayabusa 2 returned more than 5 grams to Earth from the asteroid. An analysis showed that the carbon-rich asteroid contains molecules that are crucial to all known life, including 15 amino acids, the building blocks of proteins. These molecules themselves are not alive, but because they are found in all life, scientists call them prebiotic. Researchers knew from previous studies of meteorites found on Earth that space rocks can contain prebiotic molecules, but wondered if rocks that have fallen through Earth's atmosphere might harbor such compounds due to contamination. There also were questions about whether or not these molecules could survive on an asteroid's surface or only deep within the asteroid body. In this case, the molecules came from surface dust. The study leader, Hiroshi Narayoku of Kyushu University in Japan, said the presence of prebiotic molecules on the asteroid's surface, despite its harsh environment, suggests that the uppermost surface grains of Ryugu have the potential to protect organic molecules. That means that asteroids could potentially spread the building blocks of life throughout the solar system. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.